right, everybody. Intern Khaleesi just gave me my grade for today's show, to which she said, wow, there was a lot to pull today. And yes, indeed, there was. All across the map this morning and unadulterated, unencumbered by guests, comedian, musicians, or anybody else. No, just us three stooges on the John DeBella Show doing what we do best. Making fun of the news and generally just giving you some lowbrow cultural critique. So yeah, here we go. Let's do this thing. It's Dave on this Wednesday, October 17th. Steve and I played a round of golf yesterday at Torsdale, the Union League at Torsdale Golf Club. Had a great time with a listener. Yeah, there's some perks to this job, too. We don't just hand out free tickets. Sometimes we actually get free stuff. So we started talking about that on the show today. Then we moved on to a batch of cookies you certainly do not want to try. The sex doll business is branching out and getting creative, creepily creative. John ordered some Led Zeppelin books, which have yet to arrive. A famous pimp passed away that we had personal experience with, but probably not in the way you're imagining. John's on a campaign to gather up Beatles covers. We had Long Song Wednesday, spun the wheel again today, learned about barley and booze, and had another round of millennial meanings just to see how hip Steve and I remain in our mid-30s. Okay, my mid-30s. Steve is a mere 31, but that doesn't matter because once the 3 comes down on your odometer, it's all over. Okay, enough chit-chat from me. Let's get to the group chit-chat. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Yesterday at Torsdale, Dave took you guys out.
Tom. Torsdale Tom.
Yeah. Took you guys out to play golf. He had a foursome going on.
Yeah, man.
Where'd Steve come in? Fifth?
Wow. Shots fired.
That's funny. Right, coming from the guy who can't hit a ball sitting on a tee. Yeah, it's good, John.
I openly admit it, but you know, I paid attention to your game.
I openly admit that I am a poor golfer, but I shot an even 100.
Yeah.
And I played, listen.
Steve hung with me for the first 5 holes. Yeah. It was exact same score every hole.
When I miss on putts. That's where it kills
the back's
really?
An evil mistress.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I see 6-year-olds do them at their little putt-putt thing all the time, and they have no problem.
I will jump across this board and beat your ass at 6:05 in the morning.
How was Tom and his partner?
Oh, awesome.
We had a great time.
Really? Hell yeah. We're starting the morning show, actually, together.
Yeah, we're out. See it. Yeah.
It's Dave and Steve and just golf.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Now, your wife is a teacher. Do they let kids bring cookies and stuff to school? Or is those like, because a lot of schools have banned that.
Well, they haven't banned it, but I think the hot new thing is to bring them for everyone. If you bring them, everyone needs to get a participation cookie.
Okay. Well, somebody, and I can't remember one because I read the story earlier this morning, and I, let's see. Oh, no, here it is. At the Da Vinci Charter Academy High School in Davis, California, a young woman comes in, and she's made cookies for the whole class.
Ah.
Everyone in the class is going to have cookies.
That's wonderful.
Did I mention that grandma passed away?
No.
All right. Did I mention that they cremated grandma?
No.
All right. Did I mention that the girl put grandma's ashes in the cookies?
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's it.
I thought she said molasses.
No. It's grandma's ashes.
Oh.
That's what it is. It's like, all right, right now the police in the school will confirm that an investigation's in progress, but school officials also say that those involved are remorseful, all right, and hope to respect the privacy of the families involved.
I thought the ghost was for Halloween.
Right.
No, yeah, that's grandma.
I got to tell you, Pepperidge Farm is right on top of this.
At Pepperidge Farm, we like to make cookies the way grandma used to. And if you love grandma the way we love grandma, you're going to love Pepperidge Farm's new Granny's Ashes cookies with a little bit of granny in every bite. Cinnamon, spice, and everything nice. And some ashes. Because at Pepperidge Farm, why only use Granny's recipe when you can use Granny herself?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
We got some sad news this morning, Cindy. Probably not all that sad to you. It was for us because we found out that our old buddy, Dennis Hoff, the man who run the Cat House out in Nevada, the Nevada brothel, right, has passed away.
The Bunny Ranch.
Right, the Bunny Ranch. Oh, yeah. That was it, right? Yep. The Bunny Ranch, right? He gave us all free coupons.
When was this?
Yeah, yeah. probably about 6 years ago.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago.
I still have my voucher.
You still have your voucher?
Yeah, it's tucked at home.
Yeah, he passed away 72 years old. No signs of foul play. He was celebrating his birthday. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, and he died on his birthday. Aww. Right, Ron Jeremy, Flavor Flav, and Joe Arpaio. We're all there with him.
That is my way to go out. That is a party.
Supposedly, it was Jeremy who found him.
Yeah.
After he had sex with his favorite hooker at his brothel.
Yeah.
Right?
This is insane.
Yep. This is wow.
It's a storybook ending. If your storybook is the dumbest one on earth.
More death right after this.
Oh, good.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
So, yeah, I'm serious. There is a more death story coming up this morning, right? There's a woman in England who has set up a sex doll rental service.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I want to know what the cleaning process is after return. Yeah. Right. You know, you know, really.
That's nasty.
Right? You need one of those bottle washer brushes, you know,
more than a pipe cleaner.
That's it. Her name is Jane Stanley. She's 35 years old from Worcester. Right. And she says that business is booming and now offers several rental services for those looking for comfort after losing a loved one.
Oh, this is getting creepy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. So imagine this, right? We were just talking about Granny's ashes.
Yeah.
All right. So Granny dies. Grandpa's still alive and spunky. Right? All you got to do is call Jane Stanley, and she will make you a sex doll that looks like Grandma.
Oh, she customizes them.
She customizes them. That's exactly it. Oh, all right. He says, the married mom of four said, we have a lot of people approach us who have dolls made that resemble the partner they have lost, and it can be very beneficial to them.
I hate everything about this story.
I mean, what is going on?
It is a strange world in which we live.
This is at least England, though, right?
Right? Yeah, this is
okay,
in England.
So I'm feeling better about us.
All right, right. But she's running ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you miss the tender touch of a lost loved one? Introducing new deceased sex dolls. We'll make replicas of the spouse who has long since passed away.
So, you mean I can get a replica of my beloved Gertrude?
We sure can. And we can...
Can you maybe make her look not as old? She looked pretty old.
Sure. And our deceased sex dolls can...
Can I call her something other than Gertrude? Maybe Bambi or something? I got pretty tired of saying Gertrude's name over the years. And I really don't want to think of Gertrude when I say the name Gertrude. Also, can you make her in no way resemble Gertrude?
Fine. New deceased sex dolls. Available now.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Now, I ordered a bunch of those Led Zeppelin books. I remember that there's a new picture book that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was supposed to be delivered on September 8th. And then I get an email from Amazon that says, oh, there was a routing problem. They thought they had sent them to my house and they never showed up. Right, and they said there was a routing problem. We're going to resend them. That was over a week ago.
Uh-oh.
What's the story, Amazon?
So maybe get Bezos on the phone.
I don't have one of those smiles on the side of my face smiles like you got on the side of your box. All right, get my books here.
They're sending people to space, John. Your books can wait.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
A trillion people.
All right. Yeah, but they're
going to be in space.
Possibly listeners' books.
Right, yeah. That's true. These are for listeners.
Well, that changes everything.
I don't need the book. I was there.
Space.
Yeah, exactly.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about...
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about...
The John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9. MGK.
Something else we've got to settle is for those of you who are fans of the Weaklings, I mentioned yesterday that I want to do some Beatle cover songs with Breakfast of the Beatles. All right. And if you've got if you got a song by a band that you really like and you think they do a great version of a Beatles song, email me to Beatles@WMGK.com. Tell me who you are, the song, and the band. Now, Glenn Burtnick's band, the Weaklings,
mm-hmm.
All right, and I've known Glenn forever, all right, they do incredible covers of Beatles songs. So I said, oh, someone suggested it, and I said, oh, that's a great idea. Well, someone posted on their Facebook page, all right, hey, WNGK is doing this thing with Beatles songs, we should all send it. I got it, folks. I got it, All right, the weaklings are in the running. All right, they're there. You don't need to send any more. It's not like, you know, win the high school band text contest. All right,
I'm fairly proud of the foresight that I had when I ask IT to make an email address for us, and right. I make sure that I tell them to just have it go to John and not to me. It's for reasons like this.
Literally, you know, every time I opened up my mail,
you're inundated.
There would be another four or five weaklings emails, right? And you know, and if it gets to the point that you piss me off, you know what happens then? The DJ doesn't play your song, so stop. All right, but please, anybody else, right? Anybody else with a song, a Beatles cover song that you think we should be playing, right? You know, I mean, Peter Gabriel does them, Elton John does them. Everybody's got a Beatles cover song. Who do you want to hear? Send it to Beatles@WMGK.com, and we will get that on the air.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
The key is the Wheel of Long Songs. On the wheel this week, a newly returned Abacab has made it back onto the list. We're not going to take it from the Who is there. Jessica from the Allmans, Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. I'm your captain, closer to home. I sure would like to land on that today. That's an original. That's been up there since the get-go. All right, Rosalita from Bruce, and then, of course, the listener pick. But I told you we're going to have something new starting next week, which is the bonus square.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have two of them on there as well. We have two of every song, two of every listener pick, sure. And the bonus square. And what the bonus will be is some sort of really cool deep track.
Okay.
So we won't even know until it's exposed. Bill, our program director, is going to give us so it'll be a surprise to us.
I love it.
Okay. But this morning, it's time to spin the wheel once again. You want to see anything in particular come up?
I want to just see Closer to Home, closer, just so yeah. I can see you try to erase it from 3 months back.
All right, here we go. I was asked last Friday, is there really a wheel? There's yes. a video of it up every week.
Seems real to me. Where will it land?
Abacab!
No way!
Abacab! It just got back on the list, and it just made it back. Abacab just got back on the list. Just got back on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. Here we go. Yeah. We were supposed to play this once before, and we had just played Genesis, so when it landed on it, we moved past it. So it finally got its due. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. It's Long Song Wednesday.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I got good news and even better news. Actually, I got, maybe not so good news, but better news.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. But this is gonna start to get you to believe in climate change.
Okay.
All right. Because I know.
Well, I do believe in it.
But you do. Yeah. But I
don't think the world's going to end tomorrow.
Well, no. 12 years from what they say.
Yes. And that was 12 years last 12 years. Right. And 12 before that.
Okay. Anyway, it seems that climate change is affecting, catch your breath, the growth of barley.
Okay. What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Well, right. Barley is the main ingredient in beer, dude.
Well, yeah, you said affecting. Right. Negatively. I was waiting
negatively,
for
yeah.
where it was going, which right. direction.
Brewing accounts for 17% of all the world's barley consumption. But if it comes down to, making beer or making beef,
right,
beef is going to win. It takes the priority over beer since beer is considered a luxury.
And beef's not?
And beef's not. Not to vegans. You want the good news?
Yeah, give me.
Okay. There's a Jack Daniel's advent calendar. Every time you open up a new little door.
That is fantastic.
There's a little
news.
Bottle of different Jack Daniel's product behind it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, right. I'm done with chocolate now.
That's right. 23 mini bottles for $80. All right. And it's every brand they make. And one surprise.
That's what my kid's getting this year.
Really?
Yeah, starting to be young.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, get used to it.
Well, it's available through Jack Daniel's for $80 come November.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to test the youngins and see if they're keeping up with their rest of their millennial pals with millennial meanings. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I tested Khaleesi, our intern, on a couple of these things.
Okay.
She had a good number of them, but not all of them. All right. And I will start you out with one that she claims she knows.
Hmm.
It's questioning if I even know it.
Hmm.
I explained that I have the explanation in front of me, so of course I do. All right. The term is Finstagram. Finstagram. What is a Finstagram?
I'm going to go, just because I, you know, when you put an F in front of a word, it usually means a fake something.
Nah.
Yeah, so fake Instagram.
Instagram? Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Interesting. Instagram. Could be PH. Is it Philly Instagram?
No, it's F. It's F.
Okay.
It's
Finstagram. I'll go with Steve.
You go with Steve?
Yeah, right. Fake Instagram.
Exactly. Ah, very good.
I am hip.
Very good. Finstagram is an alternative Instagram account where people can experiment by safely posting questionable selfies, personal jokes, outfits, and advice they might want on there and get it from other people without them knowing it's them.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Sneaky.
Seems that Khaleesi's sister got in trouble for something like that.
Uh-oh.
A twitler. A twitler.
Oh, man. That was Hitler's favorite social media.
You're actually close.
Am I? Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's got to be some sort of grammar or Twitter Nazi.
That's not bad.
Give it to me. Hit the thing. Go ahead. Hit it.
I'll let you have it.
Yeah, round up. Round up.
A fascist Twitter, whoever uses their Twitter account and uses it for attention and to indoctrinate the foolish.
Okay.
All right. Strategic dipping.
Strategic dipping. What in the world?
This is I'm a strategic dipper. I'll admit that. I'm a strategic dipper.
I'm a tobacco dipper. I got nothing on this.
Right.
I'm going to go
dipping.
You're dipping.
No, I do. Go ahead.
I'm thinking you're specifically dipping a side of a dip, I guess I say hummus or like a celery stick into it so that you can continue to dip along the same line.
That's exactly where I was going. Yeah, like a clean dip among dirty ones.
No.
What else? Really? Mine was wrong.
Strategic
too?
Dipping is when you take a chip, or in your case, a piece of celery, you dip it in, you take a bite, and now you turn it around and use the not saliva up side
and
dip again.
Yeah, you use the side that had your dirty ass fingers all up on it.
That's it, exactly.
Okay. Guilty as charged.
Am I right?
Oh, I use this all the time. AMI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like anytime you tell a horrible joke.
Am I right?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. We are killing it.
I love Am I Right.
All right. Got two more.
All right.
Draking. Come on, Dave. You should get this one. Draking.
Is that having a child and not owning up to it?
Using Drake memes?
Right? No. Nope. Nope.
God. Spilling your guts about a girl in autotune. I don't know.
God, you guys are too good today.
Draking
describes the feelings of sadness or melancholy you experience while listening to an emotional song.
Nice.
Right, or purposely listening to an emotional song.
Right.
Like a Drake
Everyone's
song.
Everyone's favorite emo rapper.
Okay. And last, right, cushioning.
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 I don't even.
I just erased the thought I had because I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Cushioning. I mean, you're softening a blow, probably of some sort.
Yeah, probably.
You're
being nice to someone before you drop the big butt on them.
Big butt also could play a role in cushioning.
you're flying around the airport, but you're not coming in for a landing.
All right. Can't be perfect.
This could actually be a little cruel. Cushioning happens when a person is in a relationship. But they keep flirtations open, right? So in case someone with more potential comes along, they've got a cushion.
For an easy rebound.
Something to fall back on for an easy rebound. Very good. And there are millennial meetings for today.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.